Hello and welcome back. We'll be continuing on here as we get into the last stretch of our Just Talk on KMAQ, talking with Brenda Hermes as well as Gene Heister. I got it right there.
Yes!
The Mondays are turning around here. Talking about the Quilt of Valor that is...
The Fair Quilt.
Sorry, Fair Quilt, yes. Quilt of Valor was before.
Yep.
And now we're getting into the Fair Quilt.
Yep.
I had a success there. Had to humble myself. So we'll be getting into talking more about this with the Fair Quilt going on for 28 years, long-standing tradition here.
Yes.
It kind of brought into from the, I believe, the state fair you had mentioned.
Yes.
As
yep.
well. But I know going into a bit more of kind of what people can expect when they do pick up one of those packets. What can they be contained? I know you said there's some rules in there. There's a few different fabrics that are available as well.
So there'll be five pieces of fabric, one which is a square that they can applique on, mm-hmm. and then there'll be four other fabrics.
Okay.
Or they can, if they choose to make a pieced block, they can do the one that's used for the 12 and a half inch piece that they can applique on. But all five fabrics must be used in their block.
Gotcha. Okay. So there is a requirement you have to
yes.
utilize everything. To
yes.
the degree that it's utilized is up
yes.
to discretion, but they all do have to be used.
Yes. Oh, we have some people that'll even turn their fabrics upside down.
Oh, interesting.
And so they get another color.
Uh-huh. And I imagine also with what's available there, only what is within the packet can be used. So you can't add in additional fabric outside of that.
That's correct.
Okay.
Also, with this packet, it costs you nothing but your labor to put it together.
Okay. Yeah, so they're completely free to pick up.
The fair pays for the material and the backing and the batting.
Okay. So everything, all you have to do is put in the work, essentially.
Right.
No money there,
yeah.
just
with the
time.
State fair, they have to send it out with their own money. They have to buy it, which is $5, I think.
Uh-huh.
Probably more than that now.
Probably.
And I said that...
And then they have to get it back up.
And they have to get it back.
Okay.
Oh, I said, that cost you money.
Yeah, right. Everything,
yeah.
every step
yeah.
there costs
this
money.
This is not costing you anything.
Well, that's really fun. I'd say that's also, you know, keeps it accessible and to everyone
right.
who wants to be able to do that, you know. And like you said, while maybe $5 or $10 and everything may not seem like much, those can add up quick if every step is
yeah.
that
right.
amount. This is completely free, which keeps it available for everyone. Now, I know it's starting.
The Fair Board sees the value in getting 40 people in our community excited about the fair.
Absolutely. Exactly. And something that can, you know, everyone
yes.
can participate in and can have
yes.
fun in. I mean, because they're beautiful quilts.
Yes.
They really are. I remember last year's was yeah. just gorgeous. And every year past has been
every
as well.
Every year they're pretty.
So I know with it, you said you just got these packets organized last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So then kind of a quick turnaround, whole month of June there. But then I think you had said, what's the deadline for turning in the finished sections?
It's probably in June. Or not July.
The week before the fair, they
yeah.
have to be back.
Gotcha.
Because once they get to fair, they have to have time to hang them or whatever and get them all put up on the board, you know, for the fair.
Mm-hmm.
So the week before the fair, they have to be turned back
yeah.
in.
Hard deadline of the week before the fair.
Yes.
Probably want to get them in maybe a couple days before
yes.
that.
Yes.
Just to make sure that you're not scooting in there at the last minute.
Yes.
Which we're all guilty of sometimes.
Yes.
Some more than others, myself included.
Well, they get busy doing something else and kind of forget it, but
yeah, exactly. If you get it finished early, turn it in early.
Yeah,
and all the pieces that they don't use need to be put back in their packet with their finished quilt block because those pieces we use to put the quilt together.
Gotcha. Okay, so no step is anything wasted in this.
No, right.
Okay, I'm saying that also makes sense that everything that is given will be utilized, even if it's not in the design.
So, like Jean will put some applique borders. She'll put some different designs in the borders and things, and
mm-hmm.
so we use those, even the small pieces get used up, right, Jean?
Mm-hmm.
In making the pieces for your border. So
absolutely.
It's important that they bring back anything that they don't use.
100%. No, that's an important factor, you know, one that you may think like, oh, who's going to use this?
Mm-hmm.
It will be.
Yes.
So I know there's also within the packet, there's all the information that people could, you know, could have about that with
right.
the specific requirements and everything. So, you know, if people forget exactly what's happening, they probably don't want to misplace that piece of paper. Just keep it in there as
yeah.
well.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And one thing on the packet, the name and the address and the telephone number really is important for us
uh-huh.
to have. Sometimes they just give us the name and that's all we get.
Yeah.
So
Because they will get a ribbon sent out to them. So okay. when this is all done, a red ribbon gets $1?
Dollar and a half.
$1.50. And the...
blue is $3.
And blue is $3. We know that for sure. But and then their ribbon comes, gets mailed out to them. So it's okay. really important that we have their address
yeah.
so that that can get mailed out.
Absolutely. The only thing it's going to be used for is making sure that they get the ribbon.
Right.
That's right.
You know, that's all it's going to be. And then
yeah.
obviously with the phone number, you know, just being able yep. to get in contact or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, well, they know who I am. Like, sure, but
we don't know
not everyone maybe.
Yeah. And we can't don't know
look
the
you
address.
Up in the phone book.
Yeah, yeah, right. Those things get smaller and smaller every year. I know sometimes I'm surprised that there's even some that are still there.
Yeah.
But no, so there's a really, it's just such a cool thing to be able to, you know, talk about. And that has been going on for close to 3 decades.
And there's 2 other members that are involved with the committee. So there's Gene and I, and then there's also Pat Todowich mm-hmm. and Marlene Gaffigan that are also on this committee.
Okay, so a committee of 4 people. Then.
Right.
Okay. And I know, as you'd said, kind of these are then used for next year's quilt sewn together by Gene.
The committee, but Gene quilts it.
Yes, Gene quilts, exactly. Yeah. Everyone is involved there. But obviously then I believe it's a raffle style for the quilt there.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, it is.
Yeah.
How does that work? What can people, so obviously last year's sections are going to be made into this year's quilts. How can people go about entering in for that raffle?
They buy their tickets at the fair.
Okay. I'm saying is it throughout the entirety?
I think, pardon?
I say, can people buy it throughout the entirety? Like, when will it be drawn?
So we'll get some tickets. I'll have some tickets that they can purchase at Hermes's too. And the tickets are 6 of them for $5, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or $1 each.
Okay. 6 of them for $5 or $1 each there. So yeah. you can get in, you can get as many chances as you want, I imagine.
Right. That's right.
some people buy $50 worth.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So it's just fun. It is so fun.
Absolutely. You want to get a good entry into
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, there is, and winning something from a raffle is really fun.
And when you sit at the fair, somebody will come by and they'll say, here's $20, but you have to put my name on them.
So I say, well, make out one ticket, then we'll put the
we'll
name
get
on
your
the
name
other
on
19.
It.
Absolutely, that sounds like a lot of fun. I would say with the raffles, it is it's fun to be able to kind of enter in that and the suspense of whether or not you're going to win. I know there was one time actually with my raffles, I tend to have really good luck with raffles for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was the St. Donatus breakfast,
uh-huh.
they always have those meat raffles for like a pound of sausage or
yeah.
something like that. And my mom was we had went there together, and I was staying a little bit later, and she handed me the ticket. Was like, here, you're lucky, you'll win something. Next round, I ended up getting 2 pounds of sausage there. So, but it's really
funny,
fun to be.
But
able
it
to,
is fun.
It is fun, and you know, even then, before that, when I last week before I graduated from the University of Iowa, they had like a Hanukkah raffle at an event there at the college, and me and my girlfriend both were like, we got tickets for playing the games. We each just chose like one of the little like raffle prizes
yeah.
to put it in. We both ended up winning.
Oh, how cool! And you both won.
You are lucky, then.
Cool. I know, we both got calls. We're just like, wait a minute, we won? Like, oh, we did.
Well, they have a lot of fun with raffles too at the Monmouth Church for their fall go around, and they raffle off eggs and different things, and it's just fun.
It is. It's easy. It's fun. It gets the community engaged, and it's good fundraising. You know,
mm-hmm.
all around, it's a win-win for everyone that's
yeah.
involved.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, it sounds exactly with this. I think you said that it's drawn at the end of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday or Sunday night.
Sunday night. Okay.
It's usually right around 6 o'clock. I think they close the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Around
much,
then.
Pretty much, yeah,
said,
right
yeah.
after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right there at the end. So you have the whole fair to be able to put in tickets
right.
for the raffle.
Yep, and you don't have to be present to win the quilt.
Okay, that's an important distinction. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you do have to be, so
yeah.
as long as you get it, and
yep.
that's kind of where that information name will be important as well.
Yep,
okay.
exactly.
Absolutely. I was going to say, we still got a few minutes here before we have to wrap up our conversation. I know we had been talking about like kind of the process starting this. You know, people have about a month and a half, give or take a few
mm-hmm.
days, to get to finish the design that they're going to be doing that as well. But what's the process on the committee side? How much time and effort goes into, you know, from first like organizing from last year's to this year's to then the next year's and everything? Because it really seems like they're all kind of intermingled
yeah.
from one year to the other.
it doesn't take as much time, near as much time now, because we've got it down pat.
Right.
And we'll put a label on the back of the quilt that will have everybody's name. Mm-hmm. That'll be, there's like
a diagram
that tells where everybody's quilt block is. So,
gotcha. Okay.
And that goes in a little sleeve on the back of the quilt.
Okay.
So everybody's name that participated mm-hmm. goes in the...
So you'll know exactly whose design is
right.
whose.
Mm-hmm. And where it is in the quilt.
That's really cool to be able to have as well. Kind of, you know, continue to highlight that even once it's been, you know, mm-hmm. stitched together and sold.
They can just pull it out of there and it's sewn in, but so they can't take it out.
But they can take it out to look at it, but then it goes back.
They can pull it out to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. There's just kind of a built-in sleeve with it.
Yeah. Right.
That is really fun. So I was going to say, how long did it used to take? I know you said not nearly as long, but when you were first kind of starting
time.
With this.
I mean, we get together and we lay all the blocks out and we choose where we think they might be placed or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we have to decide what we're going to put for sashing
mm-hmm.
and what we're going to use for a border and how. And Jean usually, not always, but usually puts some kind of an applique border on that. It is really, it's very outstanding.
Yeah. I was going to say, so with four people, that is an even number. Mm-hmm. If there's a tie, so if you have two people who think it should be this way, two people who should.
We all work together real well. We don't argue.
Oh, no. We have a really good time.
That's good.
We have a really good time.
Oh, sorry, I know.
And I think there is an age gap, but we're all in an older flair of quilting. We're not, none of us are in the modern type style of mm-hmm. quilting, which is out there today.
Yeah.
We're all in the, would you not say, Jean?
Right, but we also, when we get the blocks back, there can be some modern.
Yes, yes,
modern
there can.
Ones, you know, and they all work with the sampler quilt.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, exactly. With the sampler, I imagine you guys would put this together, be like any kind of, you know, style, so to speak, could be used as long as it utilizes it.
Of course.
And the year before it was a puppy. We have one lady, the year before was a puppy, and last year was a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really cool. They're appliqued and they're really cool.
So really can just be kind of designs that people want there.
Yeah.
We have people who do amazing handwork. We have people who do amazing applique work. I mean,
the sky's the limit as long as it falls within the requirements there.
12 and a half inches.
12 and a half, there you go. Got to hit home that 12 and a half inches.
Yeah, that's very, very important when you go to put it together. That all the blocks are the same size.
Yeah.
you don't want one that's just randomly 13?
Oh, no. But we get them, sometimes they're not even 12 inches, you know, and then that gets hard. It's mm-hmm. hard. Sometimes Jean's even taken them apart and tried to get it so that it'll work.
Oh, yeah, because I imagine probably some finagling that has to kind of be done sometimes.
And sometimes they'll do some really clever ideas, but it's not 12 and a half inches, so of course it won't qualify. But sometimes you've made those to make so that we can use them in the quilt because they're so clever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So they'll be utilized in some way. It just, mm-hmm. you know, if it doesn't fall within those parameters, it won't be used for the quilt.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll have to figure a way to get it to 12 and a half inches. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's an important note. Obviously, make sure you read the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you read the rules. Absolutely. Sometimes I'm guilty of not always reading them with certain things. So
usually, measure twice before you cut.
Yes, measure twice, cut once. Don't measure once, cut thrice.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on here. Great time. Where can people find these packages again?
So, like I said, I have some at Hermes Auto and Upholstery mm-hmm. at 1325 East Platt Street. They are also available at the bank on North Main Street, Maquoketa State Bank. Mm-hmm. And Marlene Gaffigan will be bringing some to the Town and Country Quilt Guild meeting tonight.
Gotcha. So, and they go fast, I know you
and
had said.
And they'll go fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so probably stopping sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, is
don't
there
wait till the last day.
Exactly. Is there anything else you guys want to make mention here? Or do you feel like we've covered it pretty well?
Thank you to KMAQ for letting us get promoted out there.
Of course. I'm happy to have a conversation with you guys. And with something like that, it's a whole lot of fun.
It is. It's a community project.
Absolutely. Exactly. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on here again. A pleasure chatting with you. And I'm excited to see what the next quilt quilts will be looking like.
We'll see who's going to sell you a ticket.
Absolutely. Maybe my luck will continue.
Yeah, maybe your luck will continue.
You would be surprised, wouldn't you?
Honestly, without what I would be. Without what I would be. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on again, and I hope you have a very good day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks much.
Of course.